Hey, Lucas, you want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
Why can't Monday lift Saturday?
I'm not sure.
Because it's a weekday.
Boom.
A and E week.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Faster Freedom Show, hosted by us, Sam Prim
and Lucas Walls.
Hello and welcome to the Faster Freedom Show. My name is Sam.
And I'm Lucas.
And Lucas, we have a banger.
As usual.
Today, we have a episode for you all. Today we are going to talk about when should you give up on what you're doing, a side hustle, a job, a hobby. When should you give up and should you ever give up? And I'm interested because I think they're like most things, it's not quite black and white. There are some colors and some nuances, some grays to it. Then I'm going to stump you on some riddles, and then we're going to play a new game, Would You Rather? So that will be fun, and we'll get some arguments there. And then we're going to motivate and preach for this Motivational Monday. But before we do all that, Lucas, guess what everybody listening needs to do?
Rate?
No.
Review?
No.
Share?
No.
You tell me that.
Buy the book.
Okay.
Own Your Freedom. It's $5 on Amazon, $4.99 for the paperback. It comes with a free 40 video course. So like you get it, QR code inside the book, 40 videos you get for free teaching you stuff that's not in the book, or you can just do the freaking ebook for 99 cents. So
massive value as usual.
It is massive value. So Own Your Freedom. I don't know if it's in the show notes or not, or in the links. It might or might not be. Hopefully it is. If not, just go to Amazon and type in Own Your Freedom by Sam Prime, 2 M's. All right. So that's what they should do, but also share and rate and review and like that stuff goes a long way, and we have thousands and hundreds of thousands maybe now like downloads and things like that, and like 340 reviews. So obviously not everybody does it, but it's really helpful, especially if you like it, to give a review and a rating, and obviously the book. But it's, yeah, I don't think people understand, if everybody listened to this episode, rated and reviewed, like our podcast would go from 70th in the U.S. in entrepreneurial like category to like to like 20th if just everybody listening to this one episode gave us a review. So you don't have to, but that would be really fun.
Yeah, especially if you got a good nugget out of this one or the last one,
or you laughed at Lucas,
or you were annoyed by Sam or me, or just just go ahead and tell us what you thought about it. It would really help us out and give us some feedback on what we can get better at too, and what you guys like, so we can do more of that content.
And we got Jordan 3s we're wearing today, right?
Yep, Jordan 3s and Iron Man socks. For me,
I got black built socks, built shirt, built pants, built shirt, and they're not even sponsoring us, not built underwear, even though I had that. No, these aren't built socks. Never mind. These aren't built socks. But Lucas, so the difference between 3s and 4s is 4s are a little more spaceshipy looking, and this tongue's bigger, right? This thing's bigger on the back.
Yeah, they're very similar shoes.
Yes, they are pretty similar. But the I have a couple 3s and a couple 4s.
I put the 4s above the 3s in my eyes.
And these are 3s, right?
Yes.
And 4s a little more expensive too, I think.
Probably. Depends on they're probably a little more sought after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I have two. I think I have two 3s and 3 4s.
I don't think I have any 4s.
Doesn't surprise me. Your shoe game, I introduce you to Jordans.
I got 3s, 6s, 11s.
I got 3 1s, I think, 4 3s and 3 4s.
Nice. Yeah, I need some 4s in my life. Need some 4s.
Yeah, probably 4s
and one. I bought the Kobe's last time instead of the 4s.
I think 11s, or is that the one that has like the, that's like kind of almost like two tone there? I think those are 11s.
Yeah, it's my gray ones that I wear, but
I like those. There's a little sportier.
Yeah.
I feel like than these, but they would still work with this.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So Lucas, we're going to talk about when you should give up. And obviously we're going to talk broad. We'll give specific examples, Lucas, but in general, I feel like this is a great topic because whether you're talking about, I'm honestly playing a sport growing up in high school or college, or if you are trying to start a real estate side hustle, if you're trying to start a business on the side, if you're just trying to start a hobby, when should you like give up? And I think there's a lot that goes into that, so we'll break it down. But in general, sometimes, and I guess I think rarely, but sometimes it probably is the best idea to give up if you're barking up the tree that you're never going to be able to climb. Like eventually you probably should give up because you're wasting your time. And your skills and time should be used elsewhere. But how often do you think it's to give up is You know what I mean? Because that, I guess we'll start there and then we'll break it down. But do you think there is a time people should give up?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't love the term give up. And I think we get to that here in a little bit. But more of a pivot or a reorganizing of your efforts or strategies. So, yeah, I think there is a time to give up. I just don't love the term give up.
What was that pivot from?
That was from Friends, like most of our
references.
The old jokes are.
Yes. I don't know if our, I guess our generation is into Friends.
Yeah. Who's not? T. York was even into Friends.
No, he was not.
No. It's like Seinfeld for some people.
Kind of Seinfeld for us. Yeah. T. York thinks Drake's the best rapper ever, so he can't take his.
That's okay. Probably a lot of people do, Sam.
She thinks Juice WRLD's the second best rapper ever.
Juice WRLD can spit, bro. He can freestyle for an hour straight.
He's dead, though.
Correct, Sam. Rest in peace,
bro. R.I.P. J. World. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, I don't like the word give up, but switch your energy and effort to something. There is a time for that and a time and a place for that, I think. And in general, I think it's when you exerted enough effort into something and you have not seen results. Like I feel like I'm almost talking out both sides of my mouth here, because I always tell people that the most successful people in the world that I know, whatever level of success you think Luke's and I have had, a lot, a little, whatever, doesn't really matter. That's all perspective anyway. But it's just doing something over and over again and not getting results right away. And so many people give up too early. They do the same thing over and over again. They've looked at 30 houses and they haven't got one. Yeah. So they're giving up, or they've done this or they've done that several times and haven't seen the immediate results. So they give up, when in reality, the most successful people, you know, have failed more than, you know, the more you fail, the more you succeed. I feel like the most successful people in the world, like, failure is a percentage of it. So somebody's made $100 million. They've made, you know, $10 million worth of heirs. If somebody's made $1 million, they made $100,000 worth of heirs. I feel like that's not the real number. I'm just throwing numbers out there, but you have to fail. So it's tricky. When do you give up? Mm-hmm. Because if you continue to push forward, you eventually probably will be successful. But when is that effort kind of futile?
That is a fantastic question. Yeah. Like,
and
you
have the answer.
I would say most people do give up too soon. Mm-hmm. Instead of the opposite of that, which is, you know, beating a dead horse or whatever you want to call it, doing something that doesn't fulfill you or it's not producing what the results that you want. But gosh, this is such a good question. It can be so deep too, because to me it starts with even before that, like before you jump into something and work really hard on it, making sure, figuring out and doing research that is the right strategy or right thing that for you that you want to be doing. So with real estate investing, you know, that's a huge part of getting started, is that education, figuring out high level what I want to get into, what I need to be doing. And then but then taking that with real estate investing, we see that analysis paralysis and people don't take that first step. Mm-hmm. But the cool thing about real estate investing is, you know, it's proven. There's a model to it to a degree. And, you know, you want to be wealthy, you know, there is a model to get there. Mm-hmm. And if you're the path to wealth for you is rental properties and cash flowing real estate, then, and you give up on that, that is a mistake to me personally. Cause that, if you do not give up, you will be a millionaire, period.
In real estate. Yes.
Yes. So, but there's some other things around it. And we're reading this book called, The One Thing by Gary Keller right now. And, it talks about like, discipline and how it's kind of a myth where discipline's only important for, what do they call it, 67 days or something.
So, yeah, they average, some less, some more, but yeah, 66 days or something.
So
yeah.
Then it becomes a habit after that, and you don't even need discipline. But the most important part is where to align that discipline, what strategy, what product, what business to align that discipline so it becomes a habit. And if you make a wrong decision there, it could take you down a path that might not necessarily get you to where you want to go.
No, I agree with that. So I think, like, to not take a step back, but kind of take it to the beginning of the conversation, then I'll catch up quickly, is I agree. I think so, like, 90% of people or more give up too soon. Yeah. So I think if you're thinking about giving up, I would err on not right now.
Yeah.
And continue to push forward. Like, err on the side of not giving up versus, hey, I've done this a couple of times and I have been successful, so I'm giving up. So err on the side of not giving up.
Yes.
I think it's rare to give up, but I definitely think there's a place for it. So almost no matter what you're trying, everybody listening, I'd feel confident in just throwing out a random number that can never be verified. Everything you're trying right now, everything about quitting, don't quit right now. Yeah. Try it for a little bit longer or a lot longer. Like, everybody errs on the side of quitting too early. So err on the side of not quitting. So if you're thinking about quitting something that you have a passion for and are trying, don't quit right now.
Yes.
However, I do think there's a time, especially if it's hurting you monetarily, if it's hurting your mental health, and you're not really getting any traction, seeing even an ounce of you know, movement or traction, mm-hmm. then maybe eventually, but err on the side of not giving up. That being said, I think it depends on like what you're going at and what you're doing. If you're 45 years old with kids and a family and a job, and you're trying to make it on the PGA Tour and you're golfing every night and every weekend, maybe this time to give that up. Yeah. So I think
call it a day.
I think you gave a really good example, Lucas. Surprisingly, I think that depending on like what you're going at should be, and like the numbers behind and the research behind it, should you give up, like the odds of becoming a professional golfer are very low. If you've tried it for a long time, then yes, it's probably okay to give up, but the odds of being successful in real estate are very, very high as long as you don't give up.
Yep.
So I think it depends on what you're chasing and should you give up or not. And obviously we're real estate people, we're fanatics about it. That's, we've created more wealth in our 8 years, 9 years of investing than I ever thought I would ever because of real estate. So real estate can do it. It's the path to wealth if you don't give up. But again, if you're chasing some obscure thing that a very few percentage of people create wealth from, then I don't know if I'd run that 10 years into the ground. But if you're chasing real estate that creates 90% of millionaires, then yes, chase that into the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. I think, you know, you look out in front of you and we're all trying to get to a certain point in the future or ahead of us.
Yes.
And we want the most fun, most financially beneficial, and the less stressful way to get there, mm-hmm. right? And it's never a straight line.
Nope.
Never. So you figure out kind of what you want to get into and just start doing it, and you can make pivots along the way to help with your mental health, or and maybe take a little bit less profit and hire somebody to do something to help with your mental health, or and I wouldn't call that quitting, but I would call it more readjusting and having the self-awareness to figure out where you're at and figure out where you continue to want to go, because that target where you want to go is a moving target, I believe, too. I think that's something that you need to continue to reevaluate. And as your life changes, maybe that target changes as well.
I agree. That made me think of a couple things. One of them is, just like playing that Monday morning quarterback a lot. That's why we call it in like our mentorship or our community, all that is, you know, just going back and reviewing deals and just constantly reviewing what you've recently done to help decide, should you hire things out? Should you switch you suck at wholesaling, so take it down and flip it. Like, should you switch your strategy or whatever that looks like? And the other thing is, I feel like something that people start a lot that they give up too early, I feel like real estate, and another one that's a different field, but like similar, I think, feel like social media.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that I talk to or that I see or hear that get inspired by whatever I've done or whatever. And then they try it and then they give up way too early.
Yep.
So, it's embarrassing. I've been there. You've seen that. That's not embarrassing. It shouldn't be, but it is, to not get views, to put stuff out there, to put yourself out there and get 10 views, get 40 views, get 5 views. Like it shouldn't be, but it is, because we're people. So that is something, again, that I feel like people give up on way too early, is if they really want to create a brand and a following because they want to, because it's cool, or because they want to be able to get deals from it, or be able to eventually raise money from it, or to be able to like sell a course or a book from it. You could do all that with eyeballs. So many people give up on social media too early because it's just, so many people are in it, but it's obviously a proven path to a brand and you can eventually monetize it. So again, that just made me think of what you were saying, the Monday morning quarterback thing, as well as social media is something people give up on way too early, I feel like.
For sure. And if you have given up on those in the past, you know, I didn't give up on real estate. You didn't give up on social media because we loved it,
mm-hmm.
you know? So our passions were aligned with it. So that helped us not get burnt out, because we're excited to go do it to this day. So just because you give up on one thing, you know, hopefully that means if you try something else that's more aligned with your passion, you're not going to give up on that as well.
Yeah, and I think realizing the bigger picture and having that perspective, you talked about that self-awareness and perspective of, if you, I keep using that example, but if you get a little better at golf, like what's the benefit of that? You're not going to go pro. But if you get an audience, you can do a lot with that. If you get a few rentals, you can do a lot with that. So understanding if you're chasing something that has a huge potential benefit, then that is more of a reason to stick with it and not give up. If you're chasing something that's frustrating, that the even if it goes well, the benefit's not super big, then yeah, that can be a little demotivating. But I mean, there's been times where I didn't love social media and real estate too, but more social media, just it's so frustrating at times. But the big picture of having millions of followers and what you can do with that, how many lives you can help, how many people you can impact, that's what's continued to push me through.
In seeing that bigger big picture and understand that it's there, and especially in the beginning, you're going to have to make some sort of sacrifices to get you to where you want to get to, period. It's not going to be fun every second, right? So, you know, and you got to figure out what is the right thing to sacrifice and what is not. You know, time with your family, time with your wife, that's not what you're sacrificed. But maybe, you know, going out to drinks once or twice a week for happy hour with your friends, like that might have to go.
Mm-hmm.
Weekend golf trips or whatever it is, like something has to get sacrificed, whether it's your freaking dreams, your relationship with your family, or some of this entertainment stuff that people still think they have to have in their lives. I want a little bit of it, but some of it has gotten sacrificed in my life to be able to go chase my dreams and have a strong relationship with my wife and kids.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. I talk about this quite a bit, Walls, and it's like I feel like for most people, there's three things. You just kind of mentioned it, so I'm just going to piggyback off that. There's your work, your business, your family, and your fun. And I feel like if I equally split my time between my family, my work, my business, and my fun, all three would suffer. And I would maybe be able to do like the golfing more, or the vacations more, and all that stuff. But the other ones would suffer. I am not efficient enough with my time or talented enough to be able to split all three. So I focus on family and business. They provide joy. I get enough joy out of all of them that the fun side of going out drinking, partying, golfing, you know, three times a week, that's just taking a side seat for now, maybe always, and I'm fine with that. But I feel like so many people try to stress themselves too thin, and then they end up missing stuff at home, not being there for their families, not getting that promotion or not getting that extra entrepreneur thing, and then you know having fun, I guess. That's not a win or a loss, but you're just out there having fun. So anyways, I think prioritizing two of the three has been a strength for both of us that has allowed us to get where we're at.
I think so, and anybody that says they're good at all those is probably fucking wrong.
Yes,
and a
for
liar,
sure. Yeah,
because you just can't. You're mm-hmm. right. And the cool thing is we've created something here allowing us to chase our dreams but have fun while doing it.
Yep.
So that kind of is our entertainment in a way. Obviously we need something outside of this every once in a while, but for the most part that's what it is. And there very few people get to where they want to get to, whatever that means to you, or they have these dreams in their head. You know, most people unfortunately don't get there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Are not able to see their dreams through for one reason or another. And to me, just something else is more important in their lives at that time. And it usually comes with some sort of entertainment or going out or this and that. But it's as simple as, and I love this saying, I heard it the other day, but a special life requires a special effort of mm-hmm. some sort towards your goals.
Yeah. And I wish you could do without it, but you just simply can't. It's like a law of gravity.
Yep.
It is what it is.
There's no shortcuts.
Nope, there are not. So yeah, I think it just, again, it's going to be what you prioritize and what we just are reading right now. One thing, I feel like it's a big part of it. Like, yep. That's an extreme, one thing at a time. Yep. But again, just even if you don't read that book by Gary Keller, one thing, we do a book club kind of. I wrote down in my notes, Luke, when you were talking earlier, I was on my phone. Like, I want to do, I'm going to do a video on, if you want to, create wealth and momentum, do a book club with your boys, with your girls, like read one thing, read those and talk about them like we do as a leadership group and as our companies. But one thing, I get it, that's it's like an extreme example of focus on one thing, but just narrow your focus and you will get further.
And it's a brilliant example. Like, you get really good at that one thing. If you can block out everything else for those 67 days mm-hmm. that we talked about, get great at that, form the habit, and then you could either build on that one thing and expand it, or focus that effort on the next thing mm-hmm. and the next thing. But if you're trying to do those three or four things at once, the habit will never build. So you're never able to build on it.
The myth of multitasking is what it talks about. A little bit in there. Awesome. Well, yeah, that was fun. So in general, Lucas, I would say, I said it earlier, but yeah, err on the side of not giving up, but there probably is a time to give up if what you're chasing, doesn't have like a huge, benefit at the end, or you know, a huge like percentage of being successful. And then if it's something that's taken away from your family or your, you know, your work to a certain degree, then I would say eventually give up. But in general, don't give up. We'll talk about that motivational at the end. But yeah, in general, I would err on not giving
up. You got this. It's worth it.
Boom. Motivation Monday. All right, Lucas, riddle me this.
Oh boy.
I'm going to stump you.
These are always tricky.
And me and T-York were talking. You usually get one right. One you say an answer that makes sense, but not the answer that's written down. One you're just gone on.
Yeah, so hopefully I continue that trend. I'll take that.
We'll see if we keep this
up.
You got
a 50-50 chance on your true and false segments.
But I was 100%.
Oh, because you had the answers on your effing sheet, Prim.
Okay, walls. All right, Lucas. Forward, I am heavy, but backwards, I am not. What am I?
The word heavy.
The word ton. Forward, I'm heavy. Backwards, not. Yep. See? It's just so literal.
It could be heavy. It could be the word heavy.
But backwards, what is heavy?
Not. It's not heavy.
Well, yeah, I guess.
What's the word that starts with Y? But
it doesn't say not heavy. It says the word not. You have to
but
backwards.
But forward, not is not heavy.
It's ton.
Or ton is that? Okay, I see what you're saying.
The word ton, yeah. I get what you're saying, but yes, that one's not one that you kind of get right, because heavy
doesn't
backwards
have
is
to
nothing.
Be exactly not. It's just not heavy.
Well, I didn't say not heavy. I just said not. So you got to take it literally.
Kind of got it.
No, you did not. That one's an ofer. All right, you'll get this one though.
No, that was one that could have been right.
Too. Heavy backwards is not one. It's heavy backwards is
heavy
half.
No, heavy backward is not heavy.
But that's not, I didn't say heavy. I said forward, I'm heavy, but backward, I'm not.
Heavy.
No, I didn't say heavy. I just said not.
Whatever.
All right. I have a head and a tail, but no body. What am I? You'll get this one.
Coin?
Yes. Yeah. Perfect. There you go. There's your one. You're one for two. Let's see if you get the half here.
No, I think I got the half.
Well,
I hope I got the half.
What is so fragile that saying it, what is so fragile that saying its name breaks it?
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
If you don't get this one, I'll give you the first half.
I don't think I'm going to get this one.
Silence. You break the silence by saying it.
Mm, so that one, they got that one.
Yeah, so far I'll give you the half on
break
the first
one. Break the silence. Mm-hmm. You're good at that.
I love silence.
No, you don't.
Well,
it's not even. You don't even know what it is. I'm surprised you even knew what that was.
Yeah, well, I'm not like people like on our team like Dusty that like are way worse about breaking silence.
Okay.
Dusty doesn't even break talking for people's golf swings.
No, not a thing.
I can do that though. Yeah. All right. So Lucas, would you rather?
Oh boy. Is this a new segment?
This is a new segment, brand new segment.
Real
quick. So this will be kind of fun.
Yeah. I played my son likes to play this game and he comes up with like these elaborate scenarios. He's like, here, just an example. He's like, would you rather, stick your head in a bucket with 100 bees or there be 1,000 wasps in your house?
That's a good one.
Yeah, they are pretty good, but he's got a, or pick it or kick it.
What is that like? You pick something or you kick it?
Yeah.
Like yes or no, basically?
Oh, what was it? It was like a, oh boy.
Oh, that's a thing going on.
Is that Amber Alert?
No, it's they're testing the system. It's a test. I heard about that on the radio that every phone, every TV, every radio at 120 Central is going to get hammered just like that.
Okay, cool. There's mine. All right. Would you rather? So give me. So who guessed?
Hit the button.
Sorry, guys. National alert. This is only a test. Okay. That was interesting. Glad it wasn't an Amber Alert. Only a test. All right. Would you rather? So, and these would be fun. Maybe we'll just bounce back and forth and ask each other these three.
Let's do it.
All right, I'll ask you the first one, okay? Would you rather run into an alien or Bigfoot? Like by yourself?
Probably an alien, right? Because I feel like Bigfoot's a big old, like it would like attack me.
Yeah, and we talked about this like in like episode like around 100, but we don't know what aliens are even gonna look like. It could be a freaking little blob.
Yeah, well, like yeah the aliens that to think that they're like made out of like carbon like we are, like yeah, no.
But I mean if you turn it from a little bit different perspective, like would you rather prove that aliens exist or prove that Bigfoot exists, alien would be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to say alien. Maybe we can both get both answer.
Yeah, I think we both answer for sure. It's general. Yeah, no, yeah, we're both answering. Like I would say alien for sure.
I'll go alien too.
Yeah.
For different ways. You don't want to get beat up by Bigfoot.
Yes.
And I want to
prove that aliens exist. So I think that's a good one. And then
hey, who am I?
Bigfoot. I was thinking we should play Mary Fuck Kill. No, I'm kidding. We can't play that one, Tyler. Don't do that one. That'd be bad.
Did you see the skit where Travis Kelce played it on Taylor Swift like 5 years ago?
What did he say?
He said kiss. So he didn't kill her, at least, but he didn't marry her.
Okay. Or kiss. We can't play kiss. We can't do anything.
Marry, kiss, kill.
With our wives wouldn't care at all if we played that game on public.
We could play it like Bigfoot and an alien.
Okay, there you go. All right, you got this next one.
All right. Would you rather live in a world without music or a world without movies? I'm going to say a world without movies because there's so many good shows on these days and maybe a documentary, but music, man, it's everywhere.
I know, that's tricky. I think probably, yeah, I just love movies, but I don't have time to watch that many movies. Yeah. So like it's something that I would give up, something that I can do every single day or something that I can do like twice a month.
Yeah.
So I would probably say I like movies more than music, even though I love music, but I just don't have time for movies. So I would say I would give up movies over music. I got one real quick for you.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a foot coming out of your chest or a hand coming out of your forehead? That's like your son's one.
A foot coming out of my chest. Or hand coming out of my forehead. Probably foot coming out of your chest. If you had a hand on your head, that would get awkward.
Yeah.
His game is, which one would you rather kick? That's Drake's game.
Oh.
And he would say like a rock or a bullfrog.
Bullfrog for sure.
So you'd kill an animal, Sam?
Over breaking my foot?
I mean like a rock like that big. Not like a huge one. Like a golf ball size.
And who says I have to kill that bullfrog?
I mean, you got to kick them both pretty hard. You got to drop kick it. Throw it up in the air and kick it.
What if it's a mean bullfrog?
Are there mean bullfrogs
out there? I'm sure there are.
They're going to bite you?
Well, what if they're mean to the other bullfrogs?
Oh, like a bully.
Yeah, a bully bullfrog. A bully frog.
Yeah.
So I'll have the bullfrog take a test. I'll ask some little questions and then decide.
Just have him take the disc.
All right, Lucas.
Yes.
Would you ever give up the internet or your pet? And obviously, I know you don't have a pet right now, but assuming you did.
Dude, the internet is hard these days, especially with like kids and they go on tantrums. I'm like, just put on Paw Patrol. We've had a...
Watch Spider-Man.
We've had intermittent internet at our house over the past like couple of weeks. We've had some issues and it's been a freaking challenge, like either trying to work from home or put on something for the kids while they're freaking out. Gosh, so... I've recently lost pets to death. You've recently had to give up one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of messed up, but I might say pet at the moment.
You'd rather give up a pet than the internet?
I don't know. Like when Tyson was alive, like no way I'd give him up for the internet. But
that would suck because I would probably...
Depends on the pet.
I'd have to sell my house. Like... The internet makes us so much money.
It does, dude. Like it gives us the ability to work from home
and like I could.
Oh, that means at work too.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
That's so give up in general. It's got to be pets.
It's got to be pet. And it's not.
And I love animals more than like most people I know. But
especially
yes.
Dogs. Like take a cat, take a bullfrog.
I'll kick a cat.
Take a turtle.
I'll kick a cat even if without the game. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Dogs is the only one that'd be challenging here, I think.
Yes, and I wouldn't kick a cat. I'm just kidding.
Don't do that.
Probably not.
Especially not kitten. You had cats growing up, didn't you?
Just a couple.
Just a couple? That's plenty.
I mean, like.
That's two more than you should have.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. Oh, they just stink. And yeah. Anyways, I'm not a cat guy. Sorry. Yeah, I would, that's a good one. That's a tricky one. But I guess, I mean, could live in a box with my dog or I could like.
You don't have to sell your house.
Well, oh, how am I going to make money? I guess I can figure out other ways to do it. But. Oh,
I think you give up to pet, give it to like a close friend or family member that you still get to go see. Visit.
And, there you go. We're bending the rules, Tyler. That's how real entrepreneurs do it.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. That was fun. All right. So.
That was fun.
In general, we're going to go back to, I'm not going to try not to be a flip flopper, but don't give up. Like that's ridiculous. We're trying to do a little Motivation Monday, but every single successful person I know, like, they can count probably their failures. They can't even count them on one hand or two hands. Cool. So if you avoid, I say this all the time, but if you avoid failure, you avoid success. There is no other way about. There is no path to, like, a decent level of success that doesn't involve failure and therefore giving up. So if you're going into it knowing that you're going to fail and you have that expectation, then you can push past that, long-term goals, all the things, you will be successful. But if you think that you should quit, or you get butthurt or sad when you fail, I've used butthurt a lot today for some reason, but you're not going to be successful without failing. So just continue to push through, don't give up, and you will be successful. Like, it's not a linear path with a time frame. Success is something that moves. It goes in light speed sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you go backwards. Sometimes you fail even more. You just have to continue to not give up, and you will 1,000% be successful if you're chasing the right thing. But so many people are literally on that path to success and they give up because they fail.
Yeah, and you don't have to do it all by yourself. That's a huge mental load to continue to push through and push through, even till today. You know, it's nice to have a business partner or a supportive friend, a family, or a supportive coworkers, or an awesome leadership team to help us push through those times that we might want to give up. Or there's awesome motivation stuff on the internet, Faster Freedom and other cool stuff. So dig into these resources that you have out there for the times that maybe you feel like you want to give up, to help you get over that hump and keep pushing through.
That was so good, because I was distracted for the first half of that because you said massive load, and that's all I could think about. And then you drew me back in.
Yeah, man. Speaking of kids, again, like, all these kids' books have like weird innuendos in them, like, all the time.
Like what?
Like an exact line on a book is, I couldn't quite budge that heavy load.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's talking about getting a truck unstuck from. Sorry.
Big old heavy load.
Heavy loads, butt hurts today.
All just that.
Shuttlecocks.
That's what you get here. Okay. Yeah. So anyways, hopefully you enjoyed this episode. We try to have a little fun. As always, make sure to rate and give a review if you don't mind. Lucas is crumbling up his paper right in the microphone. He's going to throw it, see if he makes it. Mine counts as 2. Yours counts as a half.
Gosh, I just don't have it with that. It's too high of an elbow for me.
Okay, here we go. Over the top, in. What if this goes in?
I think you deserve to be up one today if that goes in.
Nope.
All right.
Hit the light.
We'll make a laser for it.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. We hope you got some major value from our conversation. If you love what you learn, make sure you like, rate, review the show, and help us spread the word by telling a friend.
If you'd like to learn more about working with me inside one of my programs, we'll have those links in the show notes, along with all our social media handles, so you connect with us there for free. If there's a real estate question you'd like us to answer, feel free to send us a message and we'll cover it in an upcoming show.